Blackstone Audio presents Midnight Pleasures by Eloisa James. This book is read by Susan Duoden. Chapter 1. London, December 1804. Brandenburg House, Mayfair, London. Lady Sophie York, the only daughter of the Marquis of Brandenburg, had refused to marry a baron who had asked on a balcony. She had refused two honourables, a handful of sirs, and a viscount, all of whom punctiliously requested that honour in her father's study. She had refused a marquis in the midst of a hunt, and plain Mr. Kisler at Ascot. Less fortunate young women could not fathom Sophie's motives. In two seasons, Sophie had rejected most of the Ton's eligible bachelors. But after tonight, there would be no more proposals, hurried, paced, inarticulate, or otherwise. After tonight, the uncharitable would unite in agreement. The girl had held out for a man of high rank. Lady Sophie was affianced to an earl, and she would be a countess by next season. Sophie grimaced at her mirror, thinking of the avid faces and deep curtsies she would face at the Jewland ball that evening. Uncertainty quaked in her stomach, an unusual flutter of self-consciousness. Was this the correct gown in which to announce her engagement? It was constructed of pale silver, gossamer-thin silk. Perhaps the colour would make her look washed out in the ballroom, once she was surrounded by glittering plumage, the bare breasts and crimson cheeks of the female half of the beau monde. Silver was such a nun-like colour. A glint of amusement.